Sun Commie Spice Mir Corbyn didn't collaborate with Stalinism, but with Trotskyists against it. James Ivins. Jeremy Corbyn stands accused of collaborating with Czechoslovak Stalinism. But in fact, his public backing of a Trotskyist call for workers' democracy shows the opposite. The Sun's Corbyn and the Commie Spy front page on the 15th of February made fantastical claims of 1980s espionage. The Times, more statesmanlike in its aspersions, said only that Czechoslovak agents targeted Corbyn. The Mail and Telegraph joined the pylon. So did the vice chair of the Conservative Party, Ben Bradley MP. Czechoslovak security files do allege that Ray Morby, a Tory minister, sold British capitalism's secrets to Stalinism for years. A Czechoslovak defector revealed the same about right-wing Labour minister John Stonehouse. Both are now dead. And, sensationally, Czech security archivists say Jeremy Corbyn never gave the regime anything. Back in reality, parliamentary records show Corbyn's open support for the 1989 rising against Czechoslovak Stalinism. Early day motion 210, Workers' Democracy in Eastern Europe, condemns the corruption and mismanagement of the Stalinist bureaucracy. It calls for genuine workers' democracy and socialism, and not a return to capitalism. The motion came from Terry Fields. Alongside Pat Wall and Dave Nellist, Terry was a Labour MP and supporter of Militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party. We are proud to stand in the tradition of Trotskyism, against both capitalism and Stalinism, and for international socialism. Backbencher Corbyn was a signatory to the motion, reproduced in full below. So was Ken Livingstone, who in recent times has sadly made baseless attacks on Militant's record. As for the spy thriller, Bradley has issued a grovelling apology, after claiming Corbyn sold British secrets to communist spies. Even Tory journalist Andrew Neil called this an outrageous smear. Funny as all this is, and it is very, very funny, it is also a warning. For the boss's press and the capitalist state, silly little lies like this are just an appetizer. They have a proven record of using fabrication, secret surveillance and subterfuge against the Socialist Party and wider labor movement. Corbyn will need to mobilize a mass movement of the working class to survive capitalist smears and sabotage. Early day motion 210, Workers' Democracy in Eastern Europe. That this house welcomes the magnificent movements in Eastern Europe for full democratic control over what happens in society, and recognizes that this outburst of discontent and opposition in East Germany and Czechoslovakia, in particular, reflects deep anger against the corruption and mismanagement of the Stalinist bureaucracy, sees the movement leading in the direction of genuine socialism, not a return to capitalism, congratulates the workers of the Soviet Union, particularly the striking miners of Vorkuta, in the Arctic Circle, who are leading the struggle for better pay and conditions and for an end to one-party dictatorship, notes that their fight has been in the face of vicious anti-strike laws of a type that even Her Majesty's government drew back from, believes that these mighty working-class struggles deserve the full support of the British and international labor and trade union movement, and considers that the only way forward for the peoples of the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe is on the basis of a return to the principles of genuine workers' democracy and socialism which formed the basis and inspiration for the October Revolution. Primary sponsor, Terry Fields, tabled the 14th of December 1989. Signatures, Harry Cohen, Jeremy Corbyn, Ken Livingstone, Jimmy Ray.